There's a man going around taking names.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. One of the biggest stories currently, broke yesterday. Nancy Pelosi has vetoed two of the five designees of Kevin McCarthy on the select committee to investigate the insurrection of January 6th. One of the best headlines I saw anywhere was on social media. The headline on the story was, Pelosi kicks kooks off coup committee. Pelosi kicks kooks off coup committee. Here's what she did. I support it 100%, and here is the fallout. You remember this committee was set up because a bipartisan committee was filibustered. And when I say bipartisan, this is bipartisan, but a bipartisan committee in both chambers, the House and the Senate, was filibustered by Moscow Mitch. And of course, our people never vote to overturn the filibuster for even one case, one bill, one resolution. Republicans did it all the time. They overturned it for Supreme Court appointments, which is how they snuck a few people on. Turned it over for some of Donald Trump's crooked cabinet appointments. They do it whenever they want, when they're in power and we're in power. Oh no. We have to get 60 votes instead of 50, 51. So Moscow Mitch vetoed it through filibuster. It had passed the House with every Democrat and 35 Republicans. It had passed the Senate by all 50 Democrats and 7 Republican senators, and an 1/8 said that if he'd voted, he would vote for it. So we were 2 votes short. 2 votes short, Moscow Mitch filibustered it, said it wasn't bipartisan. Are you kidding me? An overwhelming majority in the House with 35 Republicans, 58 out of 100 senators, and you don't think that's bipartisan? It's bipartisan. It was filibustered. So Pelosi went back to the drawing boards, and Kevin McCarthy resolved right from the get-go to stab it and kill it and strangle it any way he could. The original committee that had been proposed, bipartisan, by Republican Congressman John Katko of upstate New York, and Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, the Democrat, was there would be an equal committee, 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans. All subpoenas would have to be approved by both parties. It was not only bipartisan, but it really gave up any Democratic power to direct it at all. The people on it were going to get to the roots of the insurrection. And that's the one that Moscow Mitch torpedoed, filibustered, even though it passed with overwhelming majorities in both houses. Back to the drawing boards, Pelosi said, all right, well, then we're going to do a select committee in the House. That committee is going to have 13 people. Benny Thompson of Mississippi is the chair. It'll have 8 people appointed by Nancy Pelosi and 5 people appointed by Kevin McCarthy. And Nancy Pelosi pledged to appoint 1 Republican as part of her 8. So there'd be 7 Democrats and 1 Republican from Nancy Pelosi and 5 Republicans from Kevin McCarthy for a total of 7-6. Very, very even committee. Nancy Pelosi, for her Republican, appointed Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney had been the number 3 Republican in the House. In the House caucus, her father, Dick Cheney, was the Vice President of the United States. One of the most conservative people in the Republican Party, and so is she. She's a lot more conservative than Donald Trump, a lot more conservative than a lot of these QAnon people when it comes to normal Republican conservatism, when it comes to finances and so forth. She has a lot of integrity, in my view. It was a good selection. So what does Kevin McCarthy do? He appoints 5 people. And 2 of them are ringers. They're saboteurs. They're on there to disrupt the committee. One of them is Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio. And I got to say, with apologies to Nancy, yesterday I was railing saying, how can she not throw this guy off? Because it looked like she was going to leave him all on. That was the initial indication. But there's such an uproar, she threw him off. Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Google him if you want to know why I call him Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. Okay. But this is the guy who back right after the insurrection denied that it had happened, that Trump had anything to do with it. He met with Trump. He met with Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few other, Mo Brooks and a few other right-wing Republican congressmen in December in the White House, personally with Trump, to talk about how they were going to overthrow the election and what they were going to do on January 6th, believe me, that could overthrow the election. And then he got up on January 6th and said on the floor of the House, Joe Biden didn't win the election. It was a crooked thing. And he has never criticized the insurrection that he was part of fomenting. So Nancy Pelosi threw him off. Why? How could she? Because in the resolution that was passed to do the select committee, it provided that the speaker has veto power over what Kevin McCarthy does. That was very smart. So she vetoed him. And she said, he is a conflict of interest. He's going to be a witness. He's going to be a witness. We are going to subpoena him on that committee and find out what was said at that White House meeting with Donald Trump, where they conspired, Trump did, with them, what they're going to do on January 6th. In other words, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan was involved right from the beginning in planning it, in planning having them go up there to demonstrate. You cannot have somebody on the committee investigating himself. You can't have that. You can't have somebody, and if you have an organized crime committee from organized crime on there, what do you think he's going to do? The other one she threw off was Jim Banks of Indiana. Now, this is a guy who has shot his mouth off ever since the insurrection, and even in the last 24 hours, saying the committee's a sham, the committee's partisan, it's a Democratic stunt, and so forth. And she very reasonably said, Nancy Pelosi, well, we're not going to put a guy on there who isn't taking this seriously. We're in Congress. We take things seriously. They interviewed Liz Cheney, and they say, what do you think? Liz Cheney's a Republican, more Republican than Kevin McCarthy, believe me, more Republican than Donald Trump. And she said, the attacks by McCarthy on Pelosi for doing this are disgraceful. He has no concept of the Constitution. He has no concept of the Constitution. And then she was asked, what do you think would happen if he were made Speaker, if the Republicans took back the House in this coming election, 2022, and she said he would be second in line to the presidency after the vice president. And you can't have that for somebody who is disgraceful, has no respect for the Constitution. Flat out said it. It was terrific. It was terrific. And then they attack Nancy Pelosi. And they go, well, the reason that you threw Jim Banks and Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio off the committee is because they voted not to certify Joe Biden as president. And you know what she said? It was great. She said, that was not the criterion. She said, there's a guy that's still on there among the other three named Troy Nels of Texas. He voted against certifying it too. I didn't like it, but I didn't throw him off the committee. She threw Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan off the committee because he was in on the planning of the insurrection in the White House with Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Mo Brooks, and some of the others. They worked right from the get-go in December on how to overturn the election. You cannot possibly have him investigating himself. It's a conflict of interest. It's like you have having a judge decide whether the judge owes money to a bank. You're not going to do that. And then this other guy, Jim Banks of Indiana, did nothing but attack the committee for being a stunt, for being a sham, being a you know, a democratic you know, non-partisan committee. It wasn't nonpartisan, out to attack Republicans. I'm getting angry thinking about this. I really am. She threw him off. She said he wasn't taking it seriously, and he's not taking it seriously. She left three others on, who aren't any good either. Rodney Davis of Illinois, Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota, and Troy Nels of Texas. And Troy Nels of Texas voted to decertify Joe Biden. She left him on. He's a piece of work. But I'll tell you what. Thank goodness for Liz Cheney. This is now a bipartisan committee. It has eight people. It has seven Democrats and one Republican. And the Republican really cares about getting to the truth wherever it may go. Let me tell you something else. If I were she, I would appoint a few more Republicans on there. Adam Kinzinger is one. The problem with that is some of these Republicans are going to be in vulnerable areas because they're going to be attacked by Trump and QAnon in a primary. Then in the general, they're going to get attacked again. She may have privately talked to Kinzinger and these people to say, you know, would you be willing to be appointed if I appointed you? And I have a feeling they privately said, I'm with you 100%. I'm with you 100%. There are only two Republicans who voted for this select committee this time. There are 35 that voted for the bipartisan committee in both chambers. There are only two that voted to have the Democratic speaker set one up now. And one of them was Liz Cheney, one was Adam Kinzinger. I have a feeling Adam Kinzinger, by the way, any of you down in Janesville or Beloit, he represents the Rockton area, Rockford. Very good guy. And so it'll be eight. And what happened was McCarthy yanked the others out of petulance, said he'll have his own investigation. That's great. What do you mean his own investigation? They're going to say there was no insurrection. They're going to say it was the FBI and Black Lives Matter. They're going to look like idiots. I doubt they'll do it. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Back after the break. When the man comes around.